He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday, September the 17th, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've got a down market to start the day. I think there's two big factors. You could throw in a third right now as to why the market, especially the NASDAQ, has softened up so much here. But let's first look at where we've opened up. The NASDAQ is down 133 right now, back under 11,000, 10,916. The Dow is down 150. It's only down 0.5%. The NASDAQ's down 1.2%. The Dow is down 150. It's under 28,000 again, 27,881. The S&P 500, kind of cutting it right in the middle. It's down 0.8%. It's down 27 points to 33.57. The small caps, it's a risk-off kind of day. Small caps down 1.3% here. And that compares to the NASDAQ, which is down 1.1% right now. Crude oil, down 2 cents. Well, I think maybe the Hurricane Sally, which is headed our way. We're already getting quite a bit of rain here in our neck of the woods. Crude oil is down 2 cents today to $40.14. Gold is having a bad day. The gold stocks are having a bad day, which they're prone to do from time to time. Gold is down $22 per ounce. 1948, and the underlying gold stocks also down anywhere from 2 to 5% today. Silver's down 74 cents to 26.74. Silver can be pretty volatile, and the 10-year bond very quiet, 0.66. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, you know, yesterday you had a big sell-off in the NASDAQ there at the end of the day. I think it was mostly about TikTok. When can we get TikTok out of the world of investing? But, you know, the deal with Oracle is still up in the air, really. There's, you know, some debate going on in the White House over who would control TikTok. It infects a lot of people. 100 million people in the U.S. use TikTok. And it would help to settle the NASDAQ down and the tech sector down to see that deal come to fruition. Now, I hear this morning, in fact, I just saw a flashing news item that President Trump's going to decide on TikTok in the next 24 to 36 hours. And that actually cut the NASDAQ losses in half when he said that. So I do definitely think there's a tie-in between the sell-off in tech over the last few days. That's just one of the reasons it's selling off. We'll get to the others. But I do think that the TikTok situation is unnerving. Tech. Also a big sell-off in the mega caps yesterday, which have been leading the parade. Well, most of those mega caps are tech-oriented. It's pretty hard for an insurance stock anymore to become a mega cap or a, you know, a big U.S. blue-chip industrial. It takes Apple and Amazon and Microsoft to become mega caps. And they stumbled yesterday. They definitely were on the weak side of things. And I think the other situation that's out there, and I don't know that there's an imminent solution to that one, and that's the stimulus. The two sides fighting, the Republicans want a skinny stimulus. The Democrats want a fatter stimulus package. But there's a lot that they want that is just, like, not even negotiable right now. And there are some indications, however, that the Republicans will go a little bit bigger on the stimulus. On the one hand, the Democrats are taking heat, Nancy Pelosi taking heat for not giving more stimulus here. Of course, I'm sure the election plays into all of this, the upcoming election. And the Republicans are taking some heat for not offering a fat enough stimulus. I mean, why not? Come on, we're only $3.5 trillion below the line here in the last fiscal year. What's another trillion? So the White House is signaling potential support for a bigger virus bill stimulus. Now, let's not forget, this would be the third or fourth virus bill stimulus. Well, the latest on the Oracle TikTok deal, I think I've probably said everything I can say about it. The Trump administration a little bit nervous about how much control China would still have over the software and all the tracking inside of TikTok. So the clock continues to tick on that one. Hopefully within the next 24 to 36 hours, some kind of answer on that situation. And it is upsetting the NASDAQ, which has now come back. The NASDAQ is now down just 110 points. That's a flat 1%. And the Dow is now down just 0.3%. So we are climbing back up from that very weak open to the market. Jobless claims every Thursday, they come in at 860,000. That's right in consensus line with what was expected. So we're not going to see much impact from the markets there. We'd like to see a big improvement in jobless claims, but we remain just under a million at 860,000. Housing starts unexpectedly dip in August. Well, you know what? They're volatile. We had a lot of storms in August. We had a hurricane. We had all the wildfires out west. Housing starts unexpectedly dip in August. But I got to say that the building sector, whether it's the home builders, whether it's the lenders, whether it's the companies that supply the lumber and the hardware and everything else, cement, etc., that's been a very strong sector here recently. The Atlanta Fed further increases their GDP forecast for this quarter to 31.7%. Now, that's versus last quarter, not a year ago's quarter. That would be an unbelievable number if it was put up against the same comparable quarter last year. But that's not the case. It's against the second quarter of this year, which was pretty much the COVID quarter. Not that this isn't a COVID quarter, but we had earnings down 30% last quarter. This quarter's expected to be down about 22%. Bank of England on hold as it mulls negative rates. And, of course, you heard our Fed. You know, that's kind of when the market started going south, too, is when Powell did his press conference, Jerome Powell, Fed chairman. When he speaks, the market moves. And when his lips flap, the market flaps. It flapped lower yesterday after he spoke. You know, the NASDAQ just kept sinking. Finally, he was done speaking, and the NASDAQ finally caught hold. I'm not quite sure what the NASDAQ didn't like. I guess it's the tolerance of inflation down the road and really the promise not to raise rates for the next, like, 3 years. I mean, how can he know that so far in advance? What if inflation went up to 8% a year from today? You mean to tell me you would leave interest rates the same? Well, I think that was a little unnerving to the markets. Emerging market ETFs add to the chorus of rotation indicators underlying the rally. Is there a rotation going on? You know, I have seen a little bit of a shift away from the mega caps into the small caps. I'll keep my eye on that. But these moves have been very, very temporary in the past. And I have seen a move away from the high PE to the low PE, but it's only been several days now. That's not enough to start investing in a brand new trend, but I have definitely become more aware of valuations on the stocks that I own. I check those lines in the sand underneath them every single day. I definitely don't have as much offense on the field as I have over the last 6 months. We've seen a torrid run in the NASDAQ. The second best that I've seen in my career, the first best was back in 1999 and 2000. We saw what happened then. So to have your defense ready to go here and taking a few chips off the table, I think it's warranted at this point in time. It's a time to be active, not passive. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Well, it looks like the market is kind of settling in here now. The Dow down 117, that's 0.4%, while the NASDAQ is down 137 right now, 1.2%. So another bad day for big tech as TikTok continues to tick and as the stimulus bill. That's been ticking for a long time. It looks more like a ticking time bomb than anything else right now. I don't know that anything will get done between now and the election, but there is some glimmer of hope there today. The third issue you've got with the NASDAQ and the U.S. markets in general is valuation. And that's one of the reasons why there's been a little bit of money trickling over to the emerging market side of the equation out of the U.S. because the emerging markets right now are cheaper than the U.S. market. So that's part of that rotation out of higher PE into lower PE. That seems to be the overriding theme in all of this. But having said that, it's not big enough of a rotation right now to call this a new paradigm taking place in the market. The forward PE of the S&P 500 right now is standing at about 21 to 22, while the overall emerging markets are at about 15.7, okay? So there may be some opportunity. I do own some emerging market stocks. Well, oil, grim demand. Have OPEC reassessing production cuts. They may have to cut again. You know, look, I mean, look, the airlines, shipping, the cruise industry, people driving to work, big users of oil. It's not helping. The COVID has really, really taken a bite out of oil, oil demand, oil prices. Speaking of the airlines, they're lobbying for another $25 billion in federal aid. Now, back to this issue of the market being a little bubblicious, a little overvalued here. Maybe not a little, but quite a bit, actually. The demand for corporate bonds is such that I've never seen it. You know, Paul's listening, and my crew listens in every day. If we were to start a bond fund today, fresh with cash, I don't know that we would find 10 or 11. Well, we could, but they'd be more down around 3% or so in yield. The appetite for corporate bonds is just unbelievable. They get gobbled up the minute they put them out. It's like, you know, you ever go to a church potluck? Most of it's like, you know, stuff you... looks a little sketchy to me. But then somebody brings in like a big thing of pulled pork or something, you know, sliced turkey, something. And that just, or a dessert. Oh, man. And that thing just gets gone just like that. You know, there's nothing left but a crumb on the plate while other plates are sitting there loaded with sketchy desserts. Anyways, this is the way I see this corporate bond market right now. Restaurant brands, okay, I mean, that's not exactly a powerhouse stock. They float a bond offering at 4%. It's basically Tim Hortons and Burger King. And those bonds just get gobbled up like there's no tomorrow, okay? That is also a sign of a bubble in the corporate bond market. Now, having said that, our bond fund is doing just fine. It's doing fantastic. It's good to have that kind of demand. It makes your bonds more valuable, the ones that you already own. So we continue to do well, but trying to find a new issue to buy or a new position to buy, forget about it. How about this as a sign of maybe too much hypertension in the NASDAQ right now? Snowflake goes public yesterday. I tweeted this out. It was up 112%. Now, remember, Buffett, he got the IPO price. And others, you know, big clients at the underwriters, Merrill Lynch and these people. But it came out of the gate. It priced at, what, 120, I think? It's trading right now at 232. It's been as high as $320. Snowflake, S-N-O, which is the latest offering by the same guy that brought you ServiceNow. That was the best IPO of the year yesterday. I warned you it was coming. There wasn't much you could do about it. Would I buy it today? No. $65 billion market cap? How much in annual sales do they have? Well, they've got about 200, 300, about 400 billion. So you're trading at about, or 40 billion, you're trading at a rich multiple on sales. In fact, a ridiculous, about a 60 times price to sales ratio. Another sign of the NASDAQ a little hyperextended right now. Well, we'll see where Snowflake goes next, but Buffett doubled his money. He got in on that one. The big guy seemed to get in on him. What about me? Did Ameritrade call me and say, hey, Bill, you're one of our best clients. We've got 10,000 shares of Snowflake IPO sitting around. Would Gunderson Capital like to be in on have these shares? Hell no, they're never going to call me. I'm not Warren Buffett. JFrog. F-O-F-F-R-O-G, Frog. It also had a red-hot debut yesterday. Nobody called me on that one either. It was up 62% yesterday, 62%. Some thought it would croak, but it didn't. Look at that. Out of the gate very strongly yesterday from its IPO price, 60. Now, that also means that a lot of money was left on the table. That extra 112% on Snowflake did not go to the founders and the people that invested in the company early on. That went to the guys like Buffett, who got the IPO price, and then it soared from there. There was another one, Sumo. Oh, that's today. Sumo Logic is today. And you know what else is today? Amwell. I'm going to keep my eye on Amwell. Amwell has not priced. Well, it priced it. It's 14. Hey, Paul, call Ameritrade and see how much Amwell they have set aside for us. the IPO desk. Tell them I want 100,000 shares of Amwell at $14 per share. See how that conversation goes. Amwell is priced now at 18, but it has not. Today is the day. This is the one that Google is heavily invested in. Google-backed Amwell. It was my featured stock of the yesterday. Telehealth. Telehealth. Is it scary to you that Google is getting in on the healthcare business big time? Well, they're not the only ones. Guess who else is getting in on the healthcare business? Another company that's pretty controversial. We'll just close that one. When we come back, this is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio. NASDAQ has taken another leg south, down 175 right now. That's 1.6%. Gold is also a pretty big loser here today, and the gold stocks. Meanwhile, the Dow is down 133 points, just a half a percent. And the S&P 500 is down 0.9%. Okay, not only is Google making a big splash in the healthcare industry, Amwell will go public today, AMWL. But Twitter has announced a partnership with WebMD. WebMD and Twitter announced a partnership marking the first content collaboration between Twitter and a healthcare platform. We kind of casually knew the founder of WebMD, you know, that was a breakthrough company probably a decade ago, 15 years ago. Marty Wygod in San Diego in Rancho Santa Fe. He lived on the biggest spread in Rancho Santa Fe out there in the San Diego area, but he was also, he still is, a big race, big-time thoroughbred. He had some big-time thoroughbreds, racehorses. And we used to talk to him casually from time to time. Super nice guy. He got rich off of WebMD, where you go for advice. Now with Twitter involved, you know, we'll just see where that goes. But that is a couple of bold moves there by two major technology companies into the medical healthcare industry, both Twitter and Google. Today, Never Dull Nicola sized up favorably by J.P. Morgan. You know, I think all these people that are on board with Nicola, GM, J.P. Morgan, Wedbush, others that have come out with glowing reports of Nicola, I was on the Nicola bandwagon. I think they have to keep their stance right now. Otherwise, they look like fools, but I smell a big rat at Nicola. J.P. Morgan says the overall message from the firm's talk with Nicola CFO, I mean, what does she know about the fuel cells inside of Nicola's trucks, was reassuring. Most importantly, it noted that there is no loss of momentum with existing partners. Well, like I said, you know, they kind of have to save face a little bit here. Prospective customers, suppliers, employees. Well, I'm sure J.P. Morgan has done a lot of due diligence. And we'll see how this all turns out. Like I say, there's never a dull moment. The stock is up 6 cents. It's been as high as 93. It's now at 33. And some think it could go to zero and the CEO could go to jail. So we'll see who's right. Hindenburg? The Hindenburg or Mary Barra over at GM? Personally, I smell a rat. This is a big one to keep your eye on. I mean, where do you go? What other show in the nation on the radio in this industry tries to keep you on top of these breaking companies that could be very big players going forward? That's why we call it Best Stocks Now. The fact of the matter is we try to find them way before they become best stocks now. Also, that's why I have my little farm club, my AA portfolio of prospects. It's called the Emerging Growth Portfolio. I don't own this one, but this recent spate of SPACs, a special purpose acquisition corporations, it's a way to backdoor into an IPO. That's how Nikola did it. That's how Open Door did it recently. That's how Rivian, also the car maker, the electric car maker out of India, and on and on and on. This is one to keep your eye on. SBE, Switchback Energy Acquisition. So right now it's listed as a special acquisition blank check company without a company, right? Well, they're investing in ChargePoint. Why is that important? Because ChargePoint is a major player, wanting to be a major player and going forward as a major player as an electric vehicle charging company. Okay, there's a couple other players in that industry, Blink Charging, BLNK, but I think ChargePoint is a much bigger play. You know, you can't have this big, big boom in electric vehicle sales if you don't have the infrastructure. Now, I rode down with Paul to Sarasota about a year ago, and you know, the electric vehicle, especially the fast chargers, they're kind of few and far between, really. And if you're going to have big semi-trucks crisscrossing the country and electric vehicles, there's a lot to be said for how that infrastructure needs to be built out. And ChargePoint, which now the symbol is SBE, is one to keep an eye on. So that goes into my little collection of stocks that I'm watching. Okay? And that's, you know, that the one I do not own yet, but definitely one worth watching, SBE. Cruise line stocks lower with more cancellations piling in. You know, leave that to the Robin Hood crowd, buying these stocks that are on the that are sitting at the dock. They're sitting at the dock, these cruise line stocks, or ships, as more cancellations pile in. Now, here's my question. Here, I'm a thinker. I like to think ahead. What happens? We get this vaccine, and there's going to be a fair amount of people that aren't going to want to take the vaccine. What happens if you want to go on a cruise? Do you have to show proof of vaccine? What if I want to go into one of the top delis in New York City, if there's any left? I think Katz's Deli is still there. I'm sure it is. Do I have to show proof of vaccine? I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud. Let's see. Esports, entertainment, 400% growth. You know what? This is a hot area of the market. Gambling. Gambling on sports. You know, Brady, how many touchdowns will Brady throw? How many interceptions will he throw? How many? You can bet on almost any proposition out there. And, of course, the major player right now is DraftKings, DKNG, and also Penn, P-E-N-N. Well, there's another one, Gamble, G-M-B-L, Esports Entertainment. New registered users grew 400%. Customer deposits increased 300% during the two-week period of the VIE Legend Series tournament and compared to the 2 weeks in the prior month. So anyways, that's another one to keep your eye on. There's also AESE, which is another sports betting stock. We better put that one in our list, too, as virtual gaming. You know, with the casinos shut down for the most part. They're not shut down, but what? I'm sure they're limited to how many people can come in and sit at a, or can stand around a craps table. Well, you can sit at home with your iPhone or on your laptop and gamble to your heart's content. Beyond Tech, they're ramping up. They acquire a site in Germany to scale up COVID-19 vaccine production. To me, I think it's come down to two players, and maybe they both get a vaccine. I think Pfizer and AstraZeneca are the players. The reason I say that, I see Moderna, who's pretty much reliant on this, they're scrambling to diversify their business all of a sudden. They're getting into the seasonal flu vaccine business. They're getting into the, they're partnering with Vertex Pharmaceutical and the cystic fibrosis business. And they also announced a partnership with Mersana in the ovarian cancer. So they are diversifying their pipeline as quickly as they can. I think so that they're not fully dependent upon whether or not their vaccine works. The latest bankruptcy speculation, Dave and Buster's. There you go. Run to your Robinhood device and buy. Another company on the verge of bankruptcy. All right, we'll be back with our featured stock of the day. Oh, and we've got a new article out today. I see it starting to trend on Seeking Alpha. It's in the top 10 right now. Trending stories on the site. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
You gotta go the way you wanna go. Do what you wanna do.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. NASDAQ down 101. We've seen a little rally here. Maybe we can get under that triple-digit loss. And the Dow's only down 52 right now, while the S&P is down 17. 860,000 jobless claims filed last week. Gold stocks under pressure today. I'm bullish on the gold stocks, however. So, you know, somebody asked me, you know, when you get defensive on the market, do you sell everything? No. My motto, I guess if I printed a motto, one of them in my office here, one day at a time, one stock at a time. I'm very methodical. I'm very detail-oriented. I try not to get too emotional one way or another, but I do always recognize where the trends are at, whether or not we're on the fear side of the cycle or the greed side of the cycle. That creates both buying and selling opportunities. Bad days sometimes create buying opportunities. And then again, weakening of major indexes or major sectors, and you've got big profits in them. You've also got to be vigilant there, too. That's why it's called active management and not passive management. Okay, this same-day delivery business is going to become a bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger deal, especially as it relates to fruit, vegetables, fresh food, the groceries, etc. Walmart is making a major splash in that area. Amazon with Whole Foods also making a major splash in that area. The COVID virus has increased the pace at which this phenomenon. I see so many SUVs parked out in front of the grocery store these days and picking up their groceries that are already bagged, already paid for, already selected, loaded into their cars, and off they drive. Me, I like to go up and down the aisles a little bit. You know, it's a relief for me to get away from three and four symbol tickers, check out some, chicken nuggets and some pizza, and up and down the aisles, what's fresh here in the vegetable section. How does their bok choy look today? I like to grow bok choy. It's a pretty ornamental vegetable. So you know what? For me, I like a trip to the supermarket from time to time. Check out the latest Ben and Jerry's flavor. Things like this. But I'm imagine if you're a homemaker or a man, a stay-at-home mom or a stay-at-home dad or whatever, or you both work. That same-day delivery is going to continue to be a big fad. The big player that I own there, I actually own it in my emerging growth portfolio. This stock does not have a rank yet. It doesn't have a Gunderson grade. But I know enough about it that I feel pretty good in owning it in my emerging growth portfolio. I also own its parent company, which is JD.com. This is probably a spinoff, or let's call it a subsidiary of JD.com. JD is one of the biggest online retailers in China. And whether you like Chinese stocks or not, the politics of China, what China does, these are massive growth engines. The Alibabas, the Tencent Holdings, the JD.coms. Well, I think you can add to that a much smaller company, Data. I've talked about it before, Data Nexus. Not D-A-T-A Data, but D-A-D-A. Dada. Dada Nexus. Market cap right now in U.S. dollars is $6.2 billion. It's a small cap. I know Walmart is involved somehow. I have to go back and look that up because I know they are involved. That'll take a little bit of research. I remember that quite a while ago when they went public, it said Walmart-backed Data Nexus. And Data Nexus is working with Walmart on that same-day delivery. And a Data Nexus recently went public at $16 per share. That's when I first took note of it. That was back in June of this year. So this is only a three-month-old publicly traded company. It immediately doubled up to 35, got ahead of itself, came back to 22, back to 31, back to 20, and now it's at $28 per share. Their sales over the last four quarters, these are the kind of sales numbers I like to see. Up 75%, up 92%, up 98%, up 88%. Four humongous quarters in a row, with hopefully many more to come in the future. DADA, $6.2 billion, small cap. It's one we own in our emerging growth portfolio. Maybe it will grow up to be a best stock now, but at least it's a best prospect now. Chart looks good. The valuation, you can't really put a value on it yet other than the sales. And it's not out of whack like some of these other companies are. So we'll make Data, D-A-D-A, our featured stock of the day. And disclose that we own it in our emerging growth portfolio. All right, we've been busy. I've been busy putting new money to work. Some days I'd put new money to work very rapidly, you know, with two or three buys. I normally like to buy about 20 to 25 positions. Some days I do nothing. If I can't find anything, I'm not going to force it. And some days I buy hedges to protect when things get too lofty. And when portfolios come into me, I also look at their existing positions and take over management of those. Sometimes I find investors are too emotional to get rid of losing positions. You know what? A bad stock is a bad stock whether you like it or not. And so I kind of take over, cut the emotion out of the way, start weeding that garden, getting it watered, getting it replanted, getting things spaced out correctly, and try to keep it thriving. That's what I thrive on. Give us a call. Call one of our advisors at 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Who makes the decisions at the end of the day, however? I'm the guy that manages the money here. You can go to the website, see how we've done, GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.